it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
That's the sound of the season opening horn. I'm your host, Chris Cowild, back in action, as healthy as I've ever been. And with me, as always, for a brand new segment called Burbank Hank's Ankle Report. It's Burbank Hank all the way from beautiful sunny Burbank, California.
Welcome
Henry
back.
Dittman.
Oh, welcome back, Clippers Nation. To the last home opener
ever
at the Hockey Shitbox, the Crypto Arena.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and hey, Crypto Arena, do better.
We
got our map.
Do better.
Of where to park at Crypto Arena.
Right.
And when you open the map, the building says Staples Center.
Like,
just make
figure
a new
it
one.
Out.
Just let somebody make a map that says crypto.com.
Figure it out. I'm going to write
an angry email. I don't care.
Who cares? We don't need to know.
40 home, regular home season games left.
Left, that's right. 40 left.
Blech. Gross.
What a great W. It's my favorite. That's my favorite W.
A blowout.
A Clipper.
Wall to wall.
Blowout.
Clipper.
W.
W. Blowout W.
Do you remember the first basket of the 2023-2024 season? Do you remember who scored the first basket and what it was?
I remember what it was.
What was it?
Twas a dunk.
Oh, it sure twas. And it was none other than Kawhi Leonard.
And the reason why I couldn't remember who put in the first dunk was because it led to a brand new stat.
Oh, no. What did you call it?
I called it Chris Wild Dunk Pack.
Yeah, I called it a dunk flush.
We had the... That's terrible.
Dunk Pack is bad.
Dunk Pack.
All
because
five starters.
All five starters got a dunk, and we were watching them to make sure they all got a... They all did plus one.
Okay, so...
At one point, we had...
More dunks.
We had double the points in dunks than the Trailblazers had
All points.
We had 12 points off dunks, and they still only had 6 points in the game.
First basket of the game.
Dominant.
Kawhi Leonard dunk.
Yes.
Second basket of the game, Russell Westbrook
dunk.
Third basket of the game, good guys, Paul George dunk.
Then back to Russell Westbrook.
Had another dunk. Zoo got into the dunk pack.
Even Rocco got one.
Starter, power forward, Bob Covington.
Well, the important thing is that he got...
How great was
after
that?
It was great. Fans love it. After so many games of saying, why is Rocco not playing?
Now he's a starter.
He got a start.
And we whooped their butts.
You love it. And he was fine. He was fine. But when you're playing with those four guys, you can't look at Rocco's stat line and say, oh, he shouldn't have been starting. Like, he just...
He should be starting.
Four amazing players.
His defense was defensively sound. His defense was delightful. HD. I loved Bob Covington in the starting
slot.
Plus
26 on the game.
I think you
thought... Plus 26, not a perfect stat, but that's a great line.
You thought it was...
Three steals.
You thought the starting four was going to be like Kawhi and Mann was going to play the three or something, didn't you say? And I said it's going to be KJ
that
Martin.
Well, more originally I thought Kenyon Martin Jr., by the way, we saw
gonna get
Kenyon
the start.
Martin walking around during the game.
We saw Kmart Sr.
I thought that he would get the start in the four, but then Coach actually said like a week ago, Terrence Mann is our fifth starter, and when asked about positioning, Coach said, yeah, I don't really think position basketball means anything anymore. So everybody's
so Bob
just going to play.
So Bob Covington got
Mann
the start
hurt.
Because of our new segment, Burbank Hank's Ankle.
Rankle Ankle Report.
Rankle Ankle Report. Okay, Burbank Hank's Rankle Ankle Report.
Oh, well, Terrence Mann was reported to have a sprained ankle during practice while blocking a shot, by the way. In practice, he did not play. Bones Highland had a sprained ankle. He did play. That's the entire Burbank Hank Rankle Ankle Report.
Wow. Wow, that was great.
Really ate what up a lot of time. Thank you for allowing me that very long segment. Time.
Great segment. Really hummed.
Yeah, sponsored by the Vivid Seats Arena and Bud Light.
And Bud Light.
Yeah. Brought to you by Bud Light cans given to us in the press room.
Well, just a couple of buds. Just a couple of buds lighting up a brand new Clipcast for a brand new season.
Every seat more vivid than the last.
We're here in the Vivid Seats studio for, I believe, season 12 of Clipcast. Don't quote me. I'm Chris Kowild, and I'm telling you, I'm thrilled. It's my favorite kind of W. It's my favorite kind of Clipper game. Clipper home blowout W. Now, we played just a solid team basketball game where everybody contributed. We did not get a Chris Wild six pack, but we got five guys.
We would have if it weren't for the fact that we had just so many garbage minutes in this game.
Five guys in double digits. You're looking at the stats.
Yeah.
How many guys scored 20 or more?
20 or more points total?
For the good guys.
Three.
I'm guessing three.
Three.
May I guess who they are?
Yeah.
My guy. My sweet, sweet guy. And I'm a total nerd for Kawhi Leonard.
Nerd.
I'm a Kawhi Leonard. I'm
not
Chris
Kawhi. Not the highest scoring Clipper.
No, but he was in the 20-point club.
Sure was.
PG-13 was in the 20-point club.
That's correct. Ding, 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 ding.
And Busy Bones Boner Highway Highland was in the 20-point club.
No, he was not.
STFU. Was it Zoo?
Yeah.
Son of a gun!
Zoo, who, by the way, I understand after tonight's game why people don't give him love. Eye test told me tonight.
This is a scandalous take.
The eye test told
me tonight.
The guy
scored 20 points.
That he was fine and that Plumlee felt better to me watching the game.
Really?
But then I look at the stat line,
double,
and
double.
Before you knew it, Zoo had a 20-12 double-double.
How many block shots, my man? I remember like four block shots. I think he had three in the first quarter.
And,
certainly,
and
two.
And Plumlee, by the way, nice. I'm not trying
Dookie.
To compare the
He's
two.
He's a Dookie.
But 6 points, eight rebounds is not 20-12.
No, but I mean, I would imagine that Zoo had more minutes than Plum kind of
well,
wonderful.
Yeah, but not by a ton. He had like, it was like 18 to 26
but
minutes.
That's your reason
it's
why
definitely
Zoo
more,
is your starter.
He's great.
He's younger. He's great.
He's great.
He's the Croatian sensation.
And Kawhi Leonard played a ton of minutes, and he looks great. And it's important to note that Kawhi Leonard said last season, starting the season, that in his ACL recovery, he did not feel ready.
Right.
And then today he said, or yesterday, whenever they did this press conference, he said,
I'm ready.
I feel myself again. I feel 100%. I didn't feel it at the beginning. He looked great.
He looked great. PG-13 looked great. I am genuinely
The only
curious.
Rest flakes were for the refs.
Oh, the stinky, stinky refs.
Stinky refs. And isn't it great seeing DeAndre Ayton he's going to just get nothing. He's done.
Oh,
nothing's
going to
happen for this trash Portland Trailblazers game. No offense, David.
He's a real crumb bum. I don't mean to.
I never liked him. I always thought he had a lot of attitude.
A lot
I never
of attitude.
Cared for him. I don't like any of
Not
the Suns.
Not a lot
Suns.
Of gratitude. I have no love
but
for the
man,
Suns.
Man, Portland is terrible. And we're great.
Oh, we are great. Portland is young and they stink. Scoot Henderson did not really bring anything to the table tonight, which you love to see as a Clipper fan.
11 points on his 36 minutes.
Oh, he did finally get to 11. Those were
yeah,
all in the fourth
all
quarter.
All in the garbage.
He had a stat line of 2-1-1-1
until
halftime.
The fourth quarter.
Yeah,
and it must have been all garbage.
I'm shocked
they
he got
to
11
got him
points.
To 11, P.S.
Right. I am so darned curious who Hank's player of the game is tonight because there's so many candidates. A lot of guys with double-doubles. I know Zubats has a double-double. I know my man Brody Russell Westbrook had a double-double with at least 10 assists. I think he had 11 points, 10 assists. I'm not looking at the stats. You are. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George were electric. Anybody
11
else?
And 13, 11 points, 13 assists.
For Russ.
For Russ.
Oh.
5 rebounds.
Oh, shot 50% from three, I want to say.
One for one.
Oh, one for two.
One for two, rather.
Oh, fantastic.
Brody is my Hank's player of the game, and
really?
He did not have the most amount of points, and
no,
he did not have the greatest double-double.
But 13 assists
I actually
fantastic.
Think, and we talked about this in our previous podcast, you should listen to it. It's available to you on all the platforms.
That's right.
I actually think what we've been missing is a leader – a vocal locker room leader, an energy guy.
Mm-hmm.
We have been missing an energy guy who was a veteran.
That was Pat Beverly.
It was Pat Beverly, although I would also argue that Pat was easy, and I love Pat Beverly, so I'm not detracting from him or throwing shade, but I actually think that he very often was an irritant and led by being problematic, and I like Russell Westbrook's positive energy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I think... Yes.
So does the crowd.
Sure. Yes, Paul George got 27 points to his 11. Ooh. And yes, Kawhi Leonard got 23. And yes, Zubats got 12 rebounds to his 5 rebounds and all these things. But I think you can hang 6 dunks in the first 4 minutes and 19 seconds of the game on Russell Westbrook's energy.
Absolutely, I think being the quarterback.
He's the difference maker for our team.
Isn't it nuts?
And by the way, his missed three, was at the end of a shot clock, 6 feet behind the three-point line, and he didn't want to shoot it, but it had a good shot.
You're absolutely right. Isn't it nuts how great he fits with L.A. versus how terrible he fit with the L-word?
It's crazy.
Like he is loving life as a Clipper. We all know he took the NBA's biggest pay cut in NBA history.
Highest plus minus of the game with plus 30, by the way.
You love it. And I think it is a perfect stat, and I'll fight you.
It is when it is in our favor, when it proves our point.
I just love the fit of Russ. I love how happy he is.
From the field?
I love what he does to the crowd.
You love it.
He gets the energy going in the crowd. He's always high-fiving the fans.
Yeah, he'll high-five a fan. Fan puts a hand out, he's going to high-five it.
He's a local legend. And what a night and day difference from what he experienced down the hall at the hockey shitbox.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was put in a bad situation. It wasn't a well-constructed team. But on top of that, the stars were happy to throw Russell Westbrook under the bus.
Okay.
LeBron James threw him under the bus.
I know. Didn't do him any favors, that's for sure.
So
I have a stat for you.
I'm sad for him that happened.
Speaking of LeBron James.
And just to finish this, I know I've mentioned it before, but the game that there was a young reporter, like from a school, and really literally described a play that Russell Westbrook had made, and you watched it wash over him that nobody had said anything positive to him in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
He's the perfect Clipper story.
Oh, yeah.
A great redemption story. Anyway, sorry.
Perfect
about to
Clipper
say.
Comeback, which we love. Nico Batum.
Yeah.
We love what's happening with Russell Westbrook. You had mentioned LeBron James.
I did.
Who's the leader of one of the other teams who plays locally, I guess.
Yeah.
He
is... Look at the standings.
Look, this is one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, okay.
Throw shade on the L-word.
You enjoy it.
I absolutely hate him.
Yeah, you don't like him.
LeBron James just had his 6th season opener for the L-word, okay?
As a Laker, his 6th season opener as a Laker. So six years he's been playing for them.
This is his 6th
leader
season.
Leader of the team, star of the team.
Guess what his record is in his 6 season openers as an L-word.
Dude.
Guess what his record is
leading
the L-word.
Don't.
For 6 season openers.
Don't. Are you serious?
Oh,
no, it's not.
Six.
No, it's not.
Oh, and 6.
Oh,
and he did get the asterisk chip in the stupid, biosphere or whatever the hell that was, the bubble. But man.
Doesn't that feel like a million years ago?
Literally, 1 million years ago. Kawhi Leonard has only been here. This is his 5th season. So LeBron was an L word. That makes sense. That wash season, and then we got Kawhi Leonard, and then all hell broke loose. Because of the stupid bubble.
Oh, and 6. And so they lost.
They lost last night.
They lost last night. And so what are the standings right now? Where are the Clippers?
Clippers are tied for first.
Okay, great.
L word is tied for worst.
Oh my gosh, they're tied for last and we're tied for first.
And by the way, you can't go 82-0.
They're tied for not in the playoffs.
They're number 15.
They're
right
tied
now.
For not in the play-in.
They're number 15.
And we're tied for first.
We're number 1.
We just got to keep
number
it going.
Number 1 in the league.
We just got to keep it going for 81 more games.
Friday, we got at Utah. Sunday, we've got Victor Wembanyamania happening for a home game. Looking forward to going to that game. Looking forward to watching the Utah match on the boob tube. Oh, I've got Henry Dittman with me, former Utah Jazz season ticket holder.
That's true. I know a lot about him. I know a lot of them. I've been to Salt Lake City 3 times. two of those times for work. Only one time for a...
You went to one...
Hospital visit.
You went to one Utah Jazz basketball game ever.
And won season tickets for being on the Jumbotron. They called me the greatest fan in the building.
Former Utah Jazz season ticket holder, Hank Dittman. Yes. My guest tonight.
Yeah, well...
But my co-host...
Stockton, Malone, that's what I got.
My co-host is Burbank Hank.
Yeah, oh, it's good to be on Clippers.
It was so good to be back in the building.
It really
obviously.
Was.
I love when the season opener is also the home opener.
Yes. Yes.
It's the best.
21 seasons we've been going to Clippers games?
Yeah, basically the lion's share of every home game.
And
for
this will
21
be
21 years.
And probably we've been to most of those opening home openers
for
or
sure.
opening nights.
Definitely the home opener.
And this
yeah.
is the last one
ever in the hockey
ever
box.
In that building. And here's a guy in a Quentin Richardson number 3 jersey.
That might be Quentin Richardson.
I guess it might be.
He has a great podcast with Darius Miles that I don't
I almost
to.
Wore my Darius Miles jersey, but instead I wore my autographed
Michael
Olowa Candy.
Number 34.
Because it has the autographs. Maybe I'll wear the Darius
red,
Miles.
Red, white, and blue piping.
I really want to wear jerseys this season as our final farewell to...
To the shitbox?
To crypto.
We did have a lot of great times in Staples.
So many great times. You re-met your wife at a game. You reconnected with your wife at
Absolutely.
A game. My first date with my now wife, well, maybe not first date. I think first date was Magic Castle. Let's just say first date.
It was. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The fans who have not been in the building yet, but who look forward to going into the building for our last home season.
Got some changes.
Yeah, and I went to a preseason game, but I didn't tell you because I
wanted
you to be
surprised.
I love
that you didn't. Thank you, and I was surprised.
So tell the listener about some of the changes that you noticed tonight.
Well, a really big one is that right there on the corner seats, on two
street
corners.
Street level,
where there used to be like a convenience store where there
Style
was a
shop,
shoes, sushi bar, and they'd have beer in a cooler and stuff.
Yep.
That's all gone,
it's gone,
and now it's a street level suite.
Yeah, where you're closer
with, like,
than
padded
the suites.
Recline. Oh my gosh, so much closer.
Yeah.
It's lower than two.
I'd argue that it's better than, it's the best suite in the house.
It's concourse level between 100 and 200 level.
Yeah.
It's not even 200 level.
Right.
It's closer. It looks great.
It looks good.
There's two of those. That's new.
And then the press room is completely
different. The press room, but the fans aren't going to see that.
Yeah, but you got to tell the listener at home to get a little peek behind the curtain.
Well, it's a much nicer toilet, and I think they
fixtures.
Did that.
Stephen Ballmer shined a real spotlight. Right.
And so it's about that.
But
also, Kmart was there. That's new.
Kenyon Martin was there
tonight.
Kmart, also K Hart in the building. Kevin Hart.
Is Kmart on the Tribe Called Bench shirt? That wasn't his year.
And Kmart was a starter, no?
Yeah.
But I don't know that was his year.
I don't think it was his year. I just was thinking, oh, shoot, I almost wore that shirt.
I want to say Kenyon Martin and Reggie Evans played together, but don't quote me.
Oh, my gosh, Reggie Evans was great.
Kenyon Martin was great for us, like, that one year. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, all right, so the press room has just been completely, like, sliced in half.
Well, I'd love to say they've renovated it, but it doesn't look great.
It's really,
like,
weird.
I do a lot of the renovations on my own home.
Right.
And I was looking around going, they could
have
gotten a professional for this.
There's one area where I pointed it out to Hank, and I said, look it. They cut it for one size door, but then... Some other size
dividing
doors.
Came in. Maybe it's because you can expand the room, or it goes into another room. But also, it looks like they use those accordion closet doors from the 70s.
Yeah, like you don't have a stucco guy. Staples Center.
You don't got a stucco guy.
Hey,
that's a drywall. Drywall guy.
Crypto.com, I can pass that.
And I'm good with drywall.
Doesn't have a drywall.
Real
guy?
Good. You just skim it up.
Why don't they ask Burbank Hank?
You
just do some
it.
Drywall.
You just put some drywall tape up there. You put some mud up
yeah.
there. You let it dry. You skim it.
How long would it take you?
I mean, it's possible I'd be drinking Bud Light beers from the press room.
So that's going to add some time.
So that's going to add a little time.
So Russell,
not that long, a
Russell
day.
Westbrook was Hank's player of the game. I am really torn between Paul George and Kawhi Leonard for my Hank's
You don't get
player
it's literally my name in the name of
so
it.
So I'm going to say Hank's player of the game is the
Russell
two-headed
Westbrook.
Monster. Of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard,
combined
our two shining superstars.
Combined for 50.
They brought the heat tonight. They were exactly what we needed. We just punched them in the mouth right out of the gate. Obviously, the Zers are a young squad, and the Purs are, they have such continuity. You know, you and I were talking about the similarities between, and this is interesting, I like to expand upon this, Russell Westbrook and his backup point guard counterpart.
Bones Highland.
Busy Bones Highland.
Yeah, he was great tonight.
And so you brought up something very interesting to me that I want you to share with the listener. The nice thing about the congruency of those two guys, thank you, is that Russell Westbrook said at Media Day, oh, we're going to run. Oh, we're going to run. Mm-hmm. And Busy Bones is a very similar fast-paced game as Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
So you've got two point guards who are your quarterbacks for your bench unit and your starting unit who play very similar.
They don't require a new offense, and they really can, there really can be consistency from one lineup into the other.
Yes.
And I think, I also think it's worth noting that Bones Highland went 6-for-11.
Love
and
it.
He went 6-for-11 shooting 3-of-8 from the 3-point line.
Mm.
So he really went 3-for-3 from the field and then just hoisted a ton of threes because he felt like it.
Right.
But I think a lot of that was in garbage time without looking at the actual quarter breakdown stats. He looked amazing coming on. And when the game mattered, he was draining a lot of shots.
Not to go back to that great new segment, Burbank Hank's
Ankle Wrinkle
Report. But I didn't know we were going to get Busy Bones because he strained
his
ankle.
Yeah.
When I watched that game, that was, I believe, the final preseason game. And you see Busy Bones sprain his ankle and you go, nuts and butts and coconuts. Come on now, Busy.
Yeah.
And so I saw you and I were watching him hopping on one foot, hopping on the other. I was like, we're getting Busy Bones tonight. And we sure did. Busy Bones
really
played
did.
Lights out. Here's some
and
more.
And he and Russell Westbrook both more assists than turnovers.
Oh, you
which
love
you
to
like.
See it. You love
three,
to see it.
Three assists to two turnovers for Bones, but of course, 13 assists to three turnovers for Russell Westbrook. You love it.
You absolutely.
You love it.
You're in love with
it's
it.
It's easy to get assists when
you like it.
When people are draining
you
shots.
You love it. Absolutely.
You know, and
the
now
team
and I'm
look great.
And back to the way that Russell Westbrook was maligned and slandered with the Lakers. Well, maybe everyone else could have made shots and he would have gotten assists. Maybe everyone else would have made shots and he wouldn't have had to put up so many shots. I mean,
I'm going to say something that you might not like.
Oh, no.
And it's about one of the Clipper family. And I honestly thought he didn't bring it tonight. He kind of sucked.
Oh, no, dude.
And I think he's got kind of a big head right now. He's all ego.
I know what this is.
He was named Mascot of the Year.
Yeah.
And I think Chuck kind of phoned it in.
He really did. I feel like we saw a stunt where he jumped off of a giant ladder and dunked.
No, he fell.
And tonight they had him on a ladder and they slowly
Timber.
Lowered the ladder to the ground. But it wasn't fully dropped. But didn't he jump off of a giant ladder and dunk previously?
He did this weird
half-court shot. Or did he just shoot from the top of
kept
it?
Kept trying to do like this thing. I just think they named him Mascot of the Year. Now he's got a big head on his shoulders.
He's got a motorbike.
He's got a tiny little motorbike.
He's dressing like Tom Cruise.
He's got his Wayfarers on. He parked his little motorbike right in the center logo. Kind of disrespectful.
Kind of disrespectfully parked on the logo.
He parked right on the logo.
And we got Exhibit playing at our halftime. And he
X to the Z.
And he sees...
I've got an amendment to my Hanks player of the game.
Oh, it's Exhibit.
It's Exhibit. Best halftime show
X
of
to
the
ZIB.
Season.
Oh, the best one of the season.
He played all his hit. He played all his hit. There's one song that he has that's a hit. And Eminem's like, it's him and Eminem. And you're like...
And then did he also play a different rapper's song and then just sing
Snoop
to it?
Song.
And it wasn't his song.
It was not his song. It was Snoop's song.
You guys know this song. It's Snoop. We love him. And then I thought he was announcing Snoop. Who, of course, was not playing.
Not there. Eminem was not there.
Of course, was
there.
Not the featured right. player no. on an Exhibit Clippers halftime
my
show.
My Hanks player of the game is Exhibit.
X to best, the ZIB.
Best halftime show of the season by leaps and bounds. Hats off to the Clippers who played an amazing, what a great team
start.
Win. Great start. Ty Lue looked good.
No one's injured.
Nobody's injured.
No one dunked.
Well, Terrence Mann sprained his ankle.
I mean, from the game.
Oh, there you go.
Like, there were a few Paul George dunks where I was like, maybe a little less acrobatics, Paul George. We've got PTSD.
He looked great.
He looked great. Kawhi Leonard looked great on both ends of the court.
Can I say my nickname for Paul George or you just don't like it?
I don't remember. What?
Black Butter.
You should not say that.
I just said it. Black Butter, baby.
Please don't say that ever again.
One more. Black Butter.
I don't think that you should.
I just like Paul George.
And he's smooth.
Just call him Butter.
He's smooth like butter. Oh, just
great.
Butter?
Just maybe. Just Butter George? Maybe, yeah, maybe just Butter.
How about Mrs. Butterworth? What if I call him Mrs. Butterworth?
No, I don't like that either.
Why not?
Just please.
Parquet.
Can you just call him
Parquet.
Butter?
Parquet.
Just call him Butter.
How about Paul Margarine George? Paul Margarine George. What's some other famous butter?
Butter?
Lando Lakes.
No, there's no way that's
too
okay.
Too close to Elwood.
There's no way that's
okay. I'm so sorry, fans.
Oh, my gosh.
Black Butter. Lord.
Stop.
Margarine.
Please.
Paul Do Margarine. Not.
Mrs. Butterworth is a good nickname.
No, it's not.
It's horrible.
No, it's not.
It's horrible.
Butter
Paul
is fine.
Butter. Paul George was butter today.
Smooth like butter.
Butter. Paul George was butter.
Gosh, he was
Kawhi great. Leonard was great. There was one time where the wiring was off, because we all know he's a cyborg created from the future.
Brought Kawhi
back,
Leonard is.
Yes. Brought back in time to win the Clippers a championship. Okay?
Yes.
And they had to do some very, very crafty time travel, shifty things. He had to win a championship with the Spurs.
Yeah.
He had to win a championship with the Raptors.
And he had to save John Connor.
He had to save John Connor.
Yeah.
He had to keep SAG away from AI or something.
Sure.
Anyway, he's back from the future.
He had to fill some road damage in his neighborhood and then find out the next day that it was an open trench they were using to do utility work. True story for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Go ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He very famously went on social media, was like, I'm so sick of seeing the road damage, I'm going to fix it myself.
Great.
And then we found out the next day that it was like an open trench that was needed to do utility work.
No. And then he went
That's
and filled
it. That's my understanding.
And then he went and filled
That's
it.
That's hearsay. It's hearsay.
Kawhi Leonard, where he's going, he doesn't need roads because he's from the future. Do you understand? Flying cars.
I guess, yeah.
At one point tonight, his computing broke down and he had a glitch. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Somebody got a hand on a ball and he just kind of froze.
He froze.
And it was like, it was a weird glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
And I kind of saw like how the sausage was made at that one point. I was like, oh, the system is not computing right now.
Yeah.
He's having
reboot.
Some sort of reboot. He needed a reboot.
He needed a reboot.
It was the rainbow circle wheel.
He the spinning circle
started
of death.
Spinning.
He
and then he had a turnover.
He unplugged, he waited 8 seconds, and plugged back in.
He turned himself off. And then turn himself on.
Yeah,
he absolutely. And then, but he's phenomenal, and that's why he's my co-Hanks player of the game.
He was phenomenal. They were great together.
Great team win. Holy cow!
6 assists, 5 rebounds, 23 points.
Woo! That's Kawhi.
That's Kawhi.
What about Mrs. Butterworth?
Every starter.
What about Marjorie?
Every starter was better than +23.
Okay.
23 or better. Paul George +23. Rocco +26. It's just.
What was Paul George's line?
Paul George's line was 27 points, mm-hmm. 3 steals,
ooh.
3 rebounds.
Come on.
6 assists.
You love to see it.
On 4 turnovers.
4 turnovers. All right, whatever.
Oh my gosh, we've seen him have far more.
Everybody looked great.
Everybody looked great.
Everybody looked great. So to go back
we
to
were
some
getting our hands on. We were getting our hands on the ball.
Excuse me. Jeez, that Bud Light's
a barking. Lot. We had 11 steals.
11 steals as
seven.
A team.
We had 7 blocks. They only had 4, and they have DeAndre Ayton.
Oh, man. Well, they have a shell of DeAndre Ayton. They have the artist
we're
formerly
gonna
known as
We're probably going to quickly see how much of DeAndre Ayton's stat line was based
being
on being
on
surrounded
Suns.
By really great players.
Oh, yeah. Have you watched any? Was that the
Suns
was that your first taste of NBA? I mean, obviously.
I mean, I looked at stats and highlights, but yeah, I didn't watch any other games because
there was only two
I'm
games
not
the, last night.
Because I'm not the host of L.A. And of NBA cast. I'm the host of Clipcast.
Oh, so you've seen every minute of Clippers basketball.
Every
this
minute
season.
Of appropriate basketball.
All right, so let me ask. I'm going to ask you this. Obviously, we're high off the win. One down, 81 to go to get that 82-0 season that I've predicted every year for 12 years. Where do you think the Clippers, I know we're number one right now, where do you think the Clippers end up in the standings? This season, obviously, we're really looking into the tea leaves and looking at Hank's crystal ball. What do you think? Are they top 6? Avoid
yeah.
the play-in? Are
yeah,
they
yeah.
top? Are they top 4 for home court advantage first round?
Yes.
Okay. So
I think that we're 3 or 4.
Okay.
I think it's going to be really tough. We're going to see. Listen, let's not even have. Let's just. Always on the table is if every team stays healthy.
Sure.
Denver and the
number
Suns
one. Number two.
Are 1 and 2.
Agreed. In that order, I think.
Yeah, in that order. And yeah. the Clippers are 3, And then we're going to see what the Golden State Warriors do.
Sacramento
because
Kings.
Because arguably you would expect that the Golden State Warriors, that will be jockeying 3 and 4 with the Golden State Warriors until the playoffs when Chris Paul will get injured.
I don't know.
Maybe Klay Thompson, if he keeps kayaking to the games.
Is that what he did?
He on one of those kayaks with the pedals. He kayaked to the stadium.
I know he rides bikes.
He kayaked to the stadium.
And lost in a losing effort.
And then he had to sad kayak home. If you want to impress me, get one of those swan boats.
Of course.
Do a swan boat.
Absolutely.
Kayak.
And get your brother, the L.A. Dodger, Trace Thompson,
do a
two-man swan paddler.
Through the shark-infested waters of Alcatraz or whatever. I don't really know the Bay Area that well.
Or rent a condo in Alcatraz and then use a raft made of grizzled ex-dead cons bodies. Raft.
This is the worst episode of the season.
It's the first episode of the season. No, it's not true. Media Day. Media Day was
that
wasn't
the season yet. That was preseason.
Oh, fair enough. So. Fair enough. So that was still 11th season. This is 12th season.
Also, Media Day episode was great.
The Media Day episode was unlike this one.
Unlike this garbage.
Unlike this hockey shitbox. It was so good to be back, fans. The fans were great. It was not a sellout,
no,
but the energy
it was, a hot
was great.
Crowd, though.
Talk about
hot
the t-shirt.
Crowd.
Do you remember? All right. Do you remember? Don't look.
Do you remember
what the t-shirt said?
I think it was.
I think I know what it is.
Break the paint. Rip the net, give no quarter. It's so easy to imagine. Ballmer's like, okay, the last year it didn't work, so let's come up with some new sayings.
Everyone put words into this hat.
That's some really great modern era. How do the kids say it? Break the paint. Oh, break the paint, break the paint.
No, it's protect the paint.
Rip the net. No, yeah, that's great. Okay, now give no quarter at the end and we're done.
Boo. Boo.
I was saying boo words.
What? Like the
And by the way, it is so obvious that this was made on Microsoft Word.
Of course it was, Hank.
It's
of
like
course
just,
it was made on Microsoft
It's just
Word.
Blue letters, red letters, and the clip art. Here's our question. What's wrong with just a t-shirt with the Clippers
logo?
That I would actually wear
also,
out in the wild.
Is it possible that a single... They must do surveys or talk to fans. Is it possible...
I don't think they do.
Is it possible that a single person said...
Rip the paint.
Give no quarter is awesome. Gotta keep it. And give no quarter is still hanging up.
I think Farbod likes give no quarter.
No, he doesn't.
I swear to God, he does.
No, he doesn't.
I swear, he's like one of these closet pirate guys.
He's definitely into like anime and stuff, so he might be into the cosplay of the whole pirate
I think
pirate
he just
stuff.
Likes piracy and pirate talk. And he likes the Clippers leaning into piracy, which I totally get. But then
Clipper
Chuck
ships.
But then Chuck the Condor makes no sense.
We should be, our mascot should be a pirate.
That's like a no-brainer.
But we're not the Los Angeles Pirates.
We're not, we're the Clippers. And I guess the condor is the bird with the largest wingspan in California, and that's how they justify it.
This is honestly the worst moment of my life. I can't think of anything worse than this conversation.
I walked in once on my uncle masturbating his dog, so that was the worst.
What is with you tonight?
I'm on one.
If you've never listened,
this was a family show.
If you've never, we usually don't even swear.
I know. This is like the old Jaglin episodes.
Your borderline racist nickname for Paul
racist.
George. Yes, it is. When you refer to an African-American name as Black something,
no,
that is
Black
borderline
Mama.
Racist.
Wasn't Kobe Black
He's
Mama?
An African-American man calling himself that.
Stop. Black Panther.
What makes him Black Butter?
Black because he's black.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get to say that as a white guy.
Well, I can say Black Panther. I don't call him African-American
You didn't
Panther.
Come up with the name Black Panthers. African-Americans did.
Oh, okay. So I can't come up with it.
No.
I can say it as long as someone else comes up with it.
I think so.
Well,
but I only ever called Kobe Mamba.
Okay,
no,
so,
I'm very sensitive to not overstep a boundary.
Absolutely. So just here's some backstory
Why
to
don't
that
you
nickname.
Oh,
and I said backstory.
I don't want the backstory.
I was listening to Paul George talk to his friends. And he was like, guys, I really like the nickname Black Butter.
I hate you
so
right
I
now.
I heard it. I heard it. I didn't
this
come
is
up with
to
it.
Start the season?
Well, 82-0, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, that Bud Light hits different, doesn't it?
Are we going to blame a 3% domestic beer?
One single can. Well, it's spicy mix.
And the fact that it's real hot in the Vivid Seats
the
Arena.
The spicy mix that you made, like, that's what it is.
It's a really good mix.
What you fans don't know is right before we hit record, Hank had this delicious snack mix that he made in the press room.
It has sesame sticks in it, which I really like.
Absolutely. And I really like
it. And I was like, you want some snack mix? And you're like, no. So I fixed myself a bowl of it, and then you ate it. And I wanted to say, I have a wife. We go to restaurants, and she says, I don't want any french fries. I'm going to have a salad. And then she eats my french fries.
Oh, man. All right. Let's just bring this ship into port here.
Please.
Okay. It's the greatest way to end the season opener at the Hockey Shipbox that could have possibly happened. I mean, the only
like
thing
a
that would have been.
But it, oh, it only would have been better if we'd beat the L word. But then we would have been outnumbered by fans,
yeah,
and
exactly.
We weren't. We weren't because.
The Blazer fans were real quiet.
Because Dame's gone, and I feel badly for them because we have friends who are Blazers fans.
I don't feel bad for them at all. They just won a title in the 70s. They just won a title 50 years ago. They just won one. So I don't feel bad for these guys.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was the greatest possible final season opener in the hockey
that
we could have possibly had. Fans, you did great. Clippers, you did great. Hank, you did great. Great new segment. Holy cow. I cannot
Burbank
wait.
Hank's
Ankle rankle report. I cannot wait for next week to see what Hank has up that wrinkled ankle.
What
report.
Lower leg shenanigans will I be featuring in my very long and storied segment?
I hope it's everybody's
Sorry
good.
I took up so much time.
I hope it's everybody's good. Everybody's good. Hey, I don't know what's going on with Brandon Boston Jr. I think he banged up his knee. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I kind of know what's going on with Mook. So Mook was in street clothes. Brandon Boston Jr. was in street clothes.
Mook didn't even get up there to have his video filmed of him live during player introductions.
Right. Everybody stood and waved.
If you don't know what we're talking about, at the game.
At the first game of the season, they announce everybody.
They show a picture of the player, and then they show a live shot
feed.
Of him.
Yeah.
And when they got to Mook, he was not standing up there with the group to be filmed.
Right.
And we thought, oh, it's because he's in street clothes.
But then Brandon Boston Jr.
Wasn't Brandon Boston filmed and he was in street clothes also?
And he waved to the crowd. I believe you're right.
So I don't know. And I wouldn't blame Mook for being unhappy. He's definitely, if he's on social media, he knows he's getting trashed. Although, I don't know. Social media, this may sound silly.
Terrence Mann's take on NBA Twitter is fantastic.
It's SHIT. So.
Oh, it's so good.
NBA Twitter is SHIT.
NBA Twitter social media sucks. It's shit. Like misery loves company. Everybody's on there talking bad about people, talking shit on people. It sucks. So I don't really go on there and I don't really check it. I learned from my vets. You know, they told me they don't go on there, they don't check it, and their mental seems pretty good. So I do the same. I follow suit, but I think it sucks and it's shit. How many trades you see on there? How many that never happens? Everybody say Dame's going to Miami. Did he go to Miami? No. Like, you don't know what the hell's going on. So I think it's just shitty.
He did say that.
Isn't it nice to have one host that's not just a filthy person? Can we get back to like a no swear zone when we do the show next time?
Next season when we're in the dome, we won't swear.
Oh, but God.
It's the Hockey Shitbox. How can I not?
Yeah, that's fair.
Sweet Lou Williams in the building. Did we mention that?
He was in the
Sweet
building.
Sweet Lou Williams.
And
was
many
great.
Times he was right there at the goalpost.
Yeah.
So
many interactions.
Players
with
would like zoo at one point, dunked, and then continued and like
dabbed
Dave
up.
Daps up to Lou and Lou's son.
Yep.
Lou was put on the Jumbotron along with Kevin
people
Hart.
Went
and other
nuts.
People
went
nuts.
Nuts.
People love him.
Everybody, Paul
we
George was
him.
Going in there,
fan
commiserating
favorite.
With him.
So nice.
Former Sixth Man of the Year, won it three times, twice with the Clippers, just like the great Jamal Crawford won it twice with the Clippers, three times Sixth Man of the Year.
Amazing. He looks good. Looks happy and healthy and enjoying fatherhood and enjoying civilian life.
Who's going to be Sixth Man of the Year this year for the Clippers? Is it going to be Norm Powell or is it going to be Busy Bones Highland?
Well, it looks like
Mason Plumlee. What are we talking about?
Based on tonight, it's Bones Highland. But I think Bones would have to shoot more efficiently, and I think that Bones Highland maybe is starting to feel to me like a take-a-lot-of-shots-to-get-his-points guy, which is fine.
Sure.
You need someone in the second unit that's going to put up a lot of shots.
Scorer as opposed to a shooter.
So and but Norm Powell Norm Powell was nice out there. He went two for five.
Didn't get into that double digits though.
No, he
only had 8 points
because they sat him.
He also kind of like, I guess, classically starts slow-ish and then gets into his rhythm as the season continues. Before I let you go,
yeah,
you're telling me, just to reiterate, you heard Terrence Mann would have been in the starting five.
What I heard from Coach,
right?
Not in a one-on-one conversation. This was like in the press.
Don't cheapen it.
Was that our starting five so was you and those Ty Lue four starters and
are in
and
one of those paddle swan boats together.
That's right.
Just the two of you.
Just with Clay. Well, Clay was also there.
It, behind
we
you.
We borrowed it from Clay Thompson. He was water skiing behind it.
Great.
And Coach told you. Starting five was those four guys and Terrence Mann.
Right, that's and those four guys, obviously, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Avicii Zubac.
He announced that as our starters, and when he was asked about, would Terrence, he was either asked or he offered up, you know, basketball is kind of positionless.
Right. Because those guys.
But I guess you'd probably argue that Kawhi Leonard maybe would be the four. Because he's the biggest one of them.
Whatever.
But we also had a moment in the game tonight where if you count Paul George as a guard,
which I don't fully, but he can
play shooting guard.
We had four
guards and Mason Plumlee out there, and they were great.
It was a great lineup.
Four guard lineup is what you have during Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
You have four pumpkins. You got four gourds.
Four gourd lineup. I loved seeing, briefly, Russ and Bones on the floor together.
Boy, that was very energetic.
That was fun.
And that was when you got the behind-the-back pass assist from Bones to the Russell Westbrook dunk.
Oh, that was my favorite dunk.
I wish
a gosh darn dunk show in downtown LA.
I really wish in the stat line I was looking at,
dunks,
it had how many dunks.
I know, because we
Because I guarantee them. You we doubled them on dunks.
At least tripled them. It was beautiful. It was a great night.
Thrilling.
Great dunk show. Welcome back, Clipper Nation. Welcome back, Burbank Hank. Welcome back, listener. By all means, if you haven't subscribed to the show, wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe, 5-star review us. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, if you do leave a review, we'll read it live on the air. I believe I saw a new one on there. We'll read next time.
Nice.
So if you want to get your opinion on Clipcast, go ahead and leave a review, and we will read it live on the air on Clipcast. Hank, it's so good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
We're back in the building for one more year.
You're my best friend and my broadcast partner, and I love doing the show with you, and I love watching Clippers basketball with you.
Well, that's a lot of love, so yeah. I'd love to have you sound the horn.
La.